The Blue Zones. 9 Lessons for Living Longer from the People Who've Lived the Longest. Author, Dan Buettner. The Truth About Living Longer. The way to learn longevity secrets is to find a culture. A blue zone, where the proportion of healthy 90 or 100-year-olds to the overall population is unusually high. The world's healthiest, longest-lived people have many things to teach us about living longer, richer lives. Your personal blue zone. The 9 lessons are patterned after the lifestyle of Blue Zone centenarians, but modified to fit the Western lifestyle. Start with 3 that have the best chances of success, and then gradually add more. See where you can make small changes that would help create your Blue Zone. Lesson 1. Move naturally. Longevity All-Stars don't run marathons or compete in triathlons. Instead, they engage in regular, low-intensity physical activities as part of a daily work routine. Male Sardinians worked most of their life as shepherds. Okinawans garden for hours each day, growing food for their tables. And Adventists take nature walks. Strategies. 1. Little things like getting up to change the channel or taking the stairs can add up to a more active lifestyle. 2. Make your lifestyle active. Walk to the store. Take a walking break at work, instead of a coffee break. Or ride a bicycle. 3. Walk, walk, walk. It's free, easier on the joints than running, and always accessible. Lesson 2. Hera Hachi Bu. Okinawans usually say before eating, Hera Hachi Bu, a reminder to stop eating when their stomachs are 80% full. Scientists proved that this simple but powerful practice may amount to a painless version of caloric restriction. While most people keep eating until their stomachs feel full, Okinawans stop as soon as they no longer feel hungry. Strategies. 1. Make food look bigger. 2. The amount of food we eat is less a function of feeling full and more a matter of what's around us. We overeat because of circumstances, friends, family, packages, and distractions. 3. Eat more slowly and focus on food. Slowing down allows time to sense and react to cues telling us we're no longer hungry. Avoid eating while watching TV or emailing a friend. Otherwise, you'll eat mindlessly. Also, make a habit of eating only while sitting down. Lesson 3. Plant slant. Most centenarians never developed the habit of eating processed foods, soda pop, or salty snacks. For most of their lives, they avoided meat, except on rare occasions. Beans, whole grains, and garden vegetables are the cornerstones of all the longevity diets. Some people worry that a plant-based diet may not provide enough protein and iron. However, scientists proved that those of us over 19 years of age need only 50 to 80 grams of protein daily. Extra protein gets converted into calories, and if not needed for activity, it eventually becomes fat. Strategies. 1. Eat 4 to 6 vegetable servings daily. 2. Limit intake of meat. The key is taking in what you need and avoiding the extremes. 3. Lead with beans. Make beans or tofu the centerpiece of lunches and dinners. 4. Eat nuts every day. Nuts are rich in monounsaturated fat and soluble fiber, both of which tend to lower LDL cholesterol. They're also a good source of vitamin E. Lesson 4. Grapes of life. The color red has been associated with longevity for most of the centenarians. They prefer red fruits. Resveratrol, found in red grapes, dramatically reduces cells' ability to store fat by about 130% and causes fat cells to disintegrate at a rate of 246% higher than normal. Resveratrol also demonstrated the ability to improve the dilation of blood vessels, which may allow blood to flow more easily through blood vessels. So, go red. Lesson 5. Purpose now. The strong sense of purpose, the one that Costa Rica centenarians call plan de vida, acts as a buffer against stress and helps reduce their chances of suffering from Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, and strokes. Strategies. 1. A sense of purpose may come from something as simple as seeing children or grandchildren grow up well. 2. Find someone to whom you can communicate your life purpose, along with a plan, for realizing it. 3. A new activity can give you purpose. Lesson 6. Downshift. Sardinians pour into the streets at 5 p.m. Costa Rica's centenarians take a break every afternoon to rest and socialize with friends. While Adventists create time to focus on families and nature, the result seems to be a greater sense of well-being. But how can we slow down and find peace in a world where accomplishment, status, and material wealth are highly revered? Strategies. Minimize time spent with television, radio, and the internet to reduce the amount of aural clutter in your life. 2. Finding time for your spiritual side can create a space to slow down, and practices like yoga and meditation can also give the mind a respite. It focuses concentration and allows us to see the world as it really is. 3. Plan to arrive 15 minutes early to every appointment. This minimizes the stress that arises from traffic or getting lost. Lesson 7. Belong. Healthy centenarians everywhere have faith. Studies have shown that participating in religious services, even once a week, may make a difference in how long a person lives. Those who participate are physically more active, less likely to smoke, do drugs, or drink and drive. They're in general less likely to engage in harmful behaviors. Lesson 8. Loved ones first. The most successful centenarians we met put their families first. They tended to marry, have children, and build their lives around that core. How does this contribute to longevity? By the time centenarians become centenarians, their lifelong devotion has produced returns. Their children reciprocate their love and care. Strategies. 1. Spend time together and establish rituals like making one family meal a day sacred. 2. Invest time and energy in your children, your spouse, and your parents. Lesson 9. Right tribe. Social connectedness is ingrained into the world's blue zones. One Harvard study that investigated social connectedness and longevity found that those with the most social connectedness lived longer, and vice versa. Strategies. 1. Identify your inner circle. Know the people who reinforce the right habits. 2. Spend at least 30 minutes a day with members of your inner circle. Establish a regular time to meet or share a meal together. The choice is up to us. From our journey with the secrets of longevity, we've learned a deep lesson about decline. The calculus of aging offers us two options. We can live a shorter life with more years of disability, or we can live the longest possible life with the fewest bad years. As we've learned from centenarians, in our five blue zones, the choice is largely up to us.